In 2004, Yiji Madel, who at the time was all about playing hockey and had little ambitions to become an actor, shot to fame overnight with his lead role in the box office hit Snowboard Yahtzee or Snowboarders. While he was mostly cast for teen comedies following his first big success, his more recent films show a shift towards serious roles. In his latest movie, Four Sons or Štyři slunce, directed by the acclaimed Bohdan Slama, Madel plays bad boy Jerry. The film also happens to be the Czech Republic's first submission to the prestigious Sundance Film Festival. I spoke to Madel about his work, his love for foreign languages, and asked him if he still has a passion for ice hockey.
Sure, I do. I miss it a lot, and every time I see hockey in television, I feel like crying. Really, because like it's my childhood and it's my youth, and actually I miss it a lot. But I know that actually, in a way, I'm happy that it became only a hobby for me, because like once you do something every day, you don't like it that much, and you have to take a break to start loving it again. So this time it's just a hobby, and I play hockey like once a week or twice. And it's real hobby, and it's something it's not what I do for a living, it's what I do to relax, so it's great.
And when you participated in the casting for Snowboarders or Snowboard Yahtzee, did you already have the plan that you would like to become an actor, or was it kind of a happy-go-lucky participation in a casting sort of deal?
I was not stressed at all when I came to the casting, because, you know, it was just that I broke my elbow, so I knew that I wouldn't play hockey for another year or so. So I was like, okay, what should I do? So I had one year off, so let's try acting. So I'd always felt something that I would like it, or that maybe I could be good at it in a way or to a certain degree, but I really just didn't expect such a success. And when I came to the casting, when they chose me for the role, and when I suddenly finally ended up on set, so I felt like, you know, this is not gonna be a big movie when they cast an ice hockey player for the lead role, so it can be a normal movie. And it was. Finally it worked out, and I've been acting since, so I'm all happy for that.
And in 2010, you participated in a political initiative aimed at getting older citizens to vote that also caused a huge public debate. What was your stance on the public debate?
Actually, I'm happy that there was some debate, because that's what we're missing here in the Czech Republic. And the only thing is that we're trying to encourage people to speak and to say their opinion just like we did. But it still remained like in this passive disappointment that we live in, and people are just used to listening and obeying to what they're told. So it's kind of bad. Of course, people can disagree with us what we said there, or they can say that it was tasteless, or like whatever they say, I agree. But what we wanted this debate, and there came some debate, and it ended up like to be too short. And now before the next elections, I hope somebody will follow up.
And you have been shooting a lot right now. We can see two posters with your face on it in Prague, in the streets of Prague. Do you ever feel like it's getting too much, or you're too busy?
I already feel overexposed, really. But it's just, you know, it's a coincidence, because I didn't plan it. It's just these two movies came to theaters like one after another, and it's just, you know, I can't do anything with that. The good thing for me is that they're so different that they can really, I don't know, they both have different viewers, I would say. So it's not a problem for me. I don't know if people are confused about my movies. They can, because both these movies have pretty big campaign. But from my point of view as an actor, I'm happy to show both poles of my, you know, or like wide range of my acting. That's what it's good for.
And in the past, you were often cast for comedies. Did you ever feel pigeonholed? And is there maybe a role or a part that you would like to try out to play some project that would really excite you if you were cast for that?
Maybe initially I felt limited by that, but because my first two movies were so popular that people recognized me in the streets through these movies. But then later, I got an offer to play in The Can, Gimpel, directed by Tomáš Vora. And then like a year later, I played in Night Owls, Děti noci, by Michala Pavlátová. And these two roles, I think they helped me out of this pigeonhole.
And your latest film, Čtyři slunce, was directed by one of the country's most well-known directors, Bohdan Slama. What was it like to work with him?
It was great, you know. I don't know, I was warned that he's really strict with actors, and he doesn't give them a lot of space, and he's not interested in their opinions at all. But actually, he gave me so much space, and he only asked me what I want to play. I told him what I think about the character, and the only thing he said was like, follow it. And I did, you know, so I really, it was great to work with him, and I would love to meet with him on set once again. But, you know, now I spoke with him, and he was kind of disappointed because, like, people... This is not like a box office hit, but he expected probably more people to come to see the movie. But we already had success because the film was the first Czech movie ever who made it to Sundance official competition. So I think that's what he can be proud of, and we all know that he's probably the best here.
And this film was critically well acclaimed. How do you deal with bad reviews when they happen, when they're written? Is that something that bothers you at all?
It doesn't bother me, but I don't agree with them. It's just, I don't know. I belong to those actors who read it, who read those reviews quite a lot. But, you know, it's fine. You know, it's opinions, and it's very subjective. And once you're aware of this, so it can really disappoint you. It's just that it's more like that I'm interested in other people's opinion than like that I would, it's not that I would be afraid of reading criticism or something. I have to say that it has never been so bad that I would feel like committing suicide. It's just, you know, there was some criticism, but it has never been like very bad.
And do you follow at all what is being produced in terms of Czech film? Are you up to date with work from your colleagues, other directors, or is there very little time for movies?
I'm doing my best, really. I try to see as many Czech movies as I can, but, you know, I don't have a lot of time. And I also want to see, like, foreign movies and other good movies, and I work a lot. It's kind of hard, but once there is, like, my good friend in a movie, or my friend, I mean, a director or producer makes a movie, so I always want to see that, but it's not possible to see it all.
And as with most celebrities, your private life in the past has been the topic of gossip magazine reports. You've been covered in many tabloids. Do you ever feel that your privacy is invaded by the coverage, and are you maybe sometimes just tired of answering the same questions about your private life over and over?
Yeah, that's true. I'm tired because I keep getting the same questions, basically. But, you know, if it comes to private life, so of course it changed. But I've been in this business for 8 years, and I kind of got used to it. I know what I can do, and I know how to handle it. Of course, sometimes they just make up something which has got nothing, not even like a little, but maybe nothing to do with the truth. But, and I just have to handle it. It's not such a problem for me as it is for my friends or for my relatives, because once they wrote that I died, which was kind of bad, I was alive, and I am. There was only one way to prove it. I have to show up. But, you know, my grandma read it, and it was kind of hard for her, and it's dangerous, really. Then they wrote that I'm on drugs, which I wasn't, because I didn't have so much money. No, I'm kidding. No, it's just, you know, so it's kind of hard, but it's not so bad for me as it is for my beloveds.
And you also spent some time in New York. I believe you took a screenwriting class there. Maybe you can talk a bit about what class exactly it was, and then how you perceived the city, maybe which neighborhoods or places you really enjoyed there.
I love the city, and I would like to live there returning soon. I'm returning in April. Okay, this time it's just for a week, but I'm returning, and I love the city, and I don't know, I loved the course. I like the people. I don't know, I can't really complain. I love almost all the districts in New York. What I liked the best was Upper West Side, because that's where I was staying, and I also like East Village and all those places. I'm just addicted to that place, and every time I land in New York, I feel like my heart is beating, and every time I take off, it's just, I feel like crying. I love this city, and this time I'm taking my grandpa to New York for the first time, and he always wanted to see that, so I think he'll be amazed.
And I believe you also have the ambition to expand the number of languages you speak. Maybe you can talk about why learning foreign languages is important to you.
I don't think I'm going to expand the amount of languages I speak. I think, like, I speak 3 plus Czech, of course. It's my mother tongue. But I would like to perfect those that I speak. And the reason I learned that is just that my grandpa used to speak 7 languages fluently. And I just don't want to kill the genetical code that he gave me, you know, or that I took over. I don't know. It's just, I always liked languages, and it's great to read books in foreign language, and you don't feel limited at all, because I can travel to, basically, I can travel around the world, and I won't have a problem with conversation. Just, I don't know. I don't want to feel limited at all, not even in other aspects of my life. So it's one of the basic things for me to speak foreign languages.
And I believe you also have ambitions to maybe break into screenwriting, and you've written 2 screenplays. Is there anything you can tell us about your work and on those screenplays, or is it very secret?
It's secret, but not that I wouldn't like to tell you what it's about. It's just that I'm superstitious in a way, and I don't like when something is presented before it's finished. And what I learned in New York is that screenwriting, first, it's not an individual work. It's a cooperation, and also what the screenwriters have to have is the patience. And I promised myself that I won't show it to many other people not sooner than 2 years after the first draft, because, you know, I want to work on it and ask for some comments, and I don't know, do some rewrites, and I don't want to push it too fast.
And lastly, what are your plans and projects for the remainder of this year?
Actually, I established a company. We're making scooters, little scooters. It's called Hugo Bike, and it's really great because I established that with with my brother and 2 of my friends from Budweis, the city that I come from. And it's just, you know, a hobby. It's not business yet, and maybe it will never be a business, but we like it, and it's really great to work on it. And of course, I'm riding, and I'm preparing a movie which is called Chance, The Chance, and it's situated to an island, deserted island. It's about two people who just got lost in an island, and they're trying to make their way back home. And I think it's a pretty interesting story, because it's not like The Castaway, or what was the name of the film with Tom Hanks. This is more like a bit philosophical, comical movie full of metaphors. It's different from Castaway.
And that was Yitty Madel, actor, talking to Sarah Borufka, and some interesting ideas there.